title track from her album, What Remains. And before that, we had Vinyl. Yes, we had Jessica Rae, Sandy McKay, and Bill Preeper. We had a Rocky Hills original from her, and then their cover of Going Back to Harlan. And we just passed 7:01. You're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting in the basement of Carruthers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Hour number two of Saltwater Music, your host, Rob Carnell. Up next, brand new music to the show. I just got a message on Instagram yesterday from Rick Sparks. He has a brand new album, Rick Sparks and the Enablers. And I'll just bring it up here. I was at work last night and I saw a message with some new music. So the new album just came out. It's called There Is Nothing to Be Won But Distance. And we'll play two tracks from this. We'll do the first single called Car Crash Sequence. Then I'll do another song called Selkirk. And I'll read a little bit about Rick, just going to his website. This is an award-winning writer and musician based in Prince Edward Island, along with his band, The Enablers, released three full-length albums, 2018's The Trouble with Light, 2021's Pleasure in the Pathless Woods, and 2023's Picture Yourself in a Riot, which he received numerous awards and nominations through Music PEI and the East Coast Music Awards. And also, in addition to his work with The Enablers, he released an album of sung poetry called Our Fires Fade to Candles, Volume 1, under the pseudonym Hazen Halls in 2022, that featured Juno Award-winning Tim Chase on of the East Pointers. And I have a East Pointer song coming up in this hour. They have a new album just came out. And also featured multi-ECMA winner Nathan Wiley, who just by chance, I didn't go to the check this website before I played him in the earlier hour. We had Nathan Wiley, Bottom Dollar Baby from 2002. So, yes, Nathan's still going. I mentioned he's doing producing work out east. So kind of ironic. As I mentioned, if you've listened to this show at any time over the last few years, you'll realize a lot of the East Coast people do a lot of collaborations, kind of like 6 Degrees of Separation. And so Rick Sparks and Enablers, their new album just released, There Is Nothing to Be Won But Distance. And you can go to the website, Rick Sparks, and Sparks with is an E in there. So S-P-A-R-K-E-S. Just search Rick Sparks and the Enablers as well. And that'll come up, and it's on the streaming service in your usual spots. So we should play the single first, Car Crash Sequence, and then we'll play Selkirk from him. And then we'll play a new song. We have Rose Cousins, I think, helping out with C. Saint on a song called The Way. And Rose has a brand new album coming out in a couple months, and she's playing Kingston in a couple months as well. And I'll bring up all the concert dates. We also have Kristen Martell doing a house concert here with Hugh from Folk Everything, one of our hosts, is hosting that himself. So we'll do all the concert dates after this next set. So we'll do Rick Sparks and the Enablers, and then we'll do that song featuring Rose Cousins and Sea Saint here on Saltwater Music.
Catch my favorite day somewhere between prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see what's brewing. KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this January and February at the Broom Factory, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local favorites. On January 18th, don't miss Canadian alt-rock duo Mountain Head. January 24th features local indie rock outfit Cassador. On January 26th, Bedouin Soundclash takes the stage. February 7th sees Busty and the Bass come to town. And on February 19th, it's a special Wednesday night rock show with headliners Dear Rouge. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
On Saturday, March 8 at 7 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center as they bring back their popular series, Open Secret. In this third edition, the Agnes partners with New York Film Festival, Prismatic Ground, and its artistic director, Inay Prakash, for a screening of five short works by filmmakers exploring the gaps in their relationships to ancestral homelands, including the earth upon which Canada has imposed its borders. From Palestine to Algeria to Haiti to China, the faint outlines of nations dissolve beneath a vivid 16-millimeter overlay of memory and imagination. A Q&A with Prakash will follow the screenings. This event is free and takes place at the screening room. Save your spot today by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
Thank you.
And that was a cover of, yes, Fastball the Way, older than I thought, 1998 was when it came out. So I looked up Sea Saint is a side project of Bray Isabel. What she does is get some people to help out on vocals. She describes it as cinematic versions of some songs. She only played about three or four so far. So Rose Cousins helped out on that one for The Way. Before that, we had Rick Sparks and The Enablers. We had the long track, almost 7 minutes, Selkirk, from their new album, which is called There Is Nothing to Be Won But Distance. And before we had that, the first single called Car Crash Sequence. That's from Rick Sparks and The Enablers. And mentioned we're going to play Kristen Martell. I'm going to go over the concert dates. So yeah, so we'll play Should I Run? That was from her previous album called Every Season. And we'll do a French language track because she has an album coming out the next month or so, all French language songs. We'll do Parmi Nos Fantômes, which came out last year. But I'll mention that house concert. Yes, so it's Kristen Martell at Hugh's Place. Yes, that is Hugh from Folk Everything. And the email, it's folkeverything@cfrc.ca. And it's Friday, March 7th. I think it's $20, so you just email Hugh directly. He hosts Folk Everything here on Saturday mornings. And the other concerts will go over them. So we have Sean McCann coming to the Spire. That's a rare afternoon show. It's Sunday, March 16th. Yeah, so the day before St. Patrick's Day. It's a 2 p.m. show on a Sunday. And also, we've just played Rose Cousins. I think she also has a new album coming out in the next couple months. So I'll grab one more track of hers toward the end of the show. But she's also coming to town. The Broom Factory, that's when the weather gets a little better. We'll be in April, Tuesday, April 8th. And then another Broom Factory show the following month. Dave Gunning coming to the Broom Factory. That's Friday, May 23rd. So the upcoming one is Kristen Martell at Hugh's Place, Friday, March 7th. And just email Hugh directly for information on that concert. So we'll play those two songs from Kristen Martell. And I mentioned the East Pointers when I was playing Rick Sparks because I was reading about some of his collaborations. So we'll do Best Surprise from the East Pointers. And had that cover of The Way. I know they did a cover a couple of years ago. Well, I'll do a little surprise there, so I'll throw that in as well. So we'll do two songs from Kristen Martell, East Pointers, and then we'll do songs called Best Surprise, and then I'll throw in that surprise cover track. So up first, this is Kristen Martell, and this song is called Should I Run?
Standing still. was too good to be true. Couldn't have planned it better even if I wanted to. Come on, take what you need. Let it go, let it be. Bittersweet mystery. Now you're standing right there in front of me. Wasn't expecting to fall so in love with you. Found what I never knew. I can't get enough of face. I just close my eyes and I am taken to a place where your crystal mind and the gentle feelings take up shelter in the base of my spine, sweet like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight, and if it happens again, I'ma move so slightly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannonball that I need you, I want you. Come stand a little bit closer and breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. Ooh, I want you. I don't know if I need you, but ooh, I'd die to find out. Ooh, I want you. I don't know if I need you, but ooh, I'd die to find out. I'm the kind of person who endorses a deep commitment. Getting comfy, getting perfect is what I live for. But I look and then I smell the perfume. It's like I'm down on the floor and I don't know what I'm in for. Conversation has a time and place in the interaction of a lover and a mate. By the time of talking, using symbols, using words can be likened to a deep sea dive. Who was swimming with the raincoat? Come stand a little bit closer and breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. Ooh, I want you. I don't know if I need you, but ooh, I'd die to find out. Ooh, I want you. I don't know if I need you, but ooh, I'd die to find out. Anytime I need to see your face, I just close my eyes and I am taken to a place where your crystal mind and magenta feelings take up shelter in the base of my spine, sweet like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight, and if it happens again, I might move so slightly to the arms and the lips and the face of the human cannonball that I need you, I want you. Ooh, I want you. I don't know if I need you, but ooh, I'd die.
We said that we'd walk together, baby, come what may. That come the twilight, should we lose our way? If as we were walking, a hand should slip free. Fall behind, wait for me.
We swore we'd travel, darling, side by side. We'd help each other stay in stride. But each lover steps forward, so should fall behind, wait for me.
Now everyone dreams of a love lasting and true. But you and I know what this world can do. So let's make our steps clear so the other may see.
Going back to 2012, actually pulled a cover Rose Cousins did of Bruce Springsteen's song there, If I Should Fall Behind. Before that, we had the East Pointers, just that surprise one, cover of Savage Garden, I Want You. They put out a couple years ago, just as they were doing a tour of Australia. And I think they just went there a couple months ago, too. Before that, with the East Pointers, a brand new song from their new album called Anniversary that was just released, a song called Best Surprise. And we had two songs from Kristen Martell. She's coming to town next month. That was the French language track, Paris Mon Fantôme. She has an all French album coming out in the next month or so. And before that, we had Should I Run from her. Yes, so she'll be at Hugh's Place, Hugh from Folk Everything. So you just email him directly folk everything at cversity.ca. You can go to Kristen's website too, kristenmartell.com, and it has it the link to the email as well. So that's Friday night, March 7th at 7:30, so a few weeks away. And getting on a little kick of the cover songs, I was grabbing a new CD from T. Thomason called Tenderness. And I think we played this last year, but did a cover of Bruce Coburn, Lovers in a Dangerous Time. So I'm playing a few covers tonight. We'll throw that on, and then we'll get to some new music from the Monoxides. New single called Radio Sunshine came out last month. And it looks like the Trues have a new song called The Bloody Light, too. So we'll throw that on. But up first, we'll do T. Thomason. So it's a version of Lovers in a Dangerous Time here on Cversity.
Don't the hours grow shorter as the days go by? We never get to stop and open our eyes. 1 minute you're waiting for the sky to fall. Next you're dazzled by the beauty of it all. Lovers in a dangerous time. Lovers in a dangerous time. These fragile
dangerous time comes. love, I must go away. I wish I could tell you that everything will be okay. I'm running on empty, I've got nowhere left I can stay. That bloody light shines in the distance, I can't look away. I wasn't born to lose, but sometimes it just goes that way. I get back on the backbeat, keep digging my grave.
Brand new song from The Trues, just released this week, and about a music video as well. That song's called The Bloody Light. For that, we had The Monoxide's new single just came out start of the year called Radio Sunshine. And before that, T. Thomason, version of Bruce Coburn, Lovers in a Dangerous Time. And I forgot to mention, I said that Rose Cousins coming to town in a couple months at the Broom Factory. Yes, so she has a Kickstarter campaign for her new album. Has 1 week to go, so she looks like she's on her way to the goal. The album's called Conditions of Love, Volume 1. It's a new record from Rose Cousins, and she's done this before, and she's gotten to the goal. And it's co-produced by Joshua Van Tassel, who does some producing work and does instrumental music. And she describes it as, in 2022, she bought her first real piano, says, and that beast that I'm sitting in front of the video that she recorded for this is how this record was born. It says, recorded in her own house in Halifax and mixed at Josh's Dream Date Studios in Nova Scotia. So you can check that out. Just go to Kickstarter, search Rose Cousins, or I got a link straight from her website. Go to rosecousins.com, and you can support her if you like. And yes, so she's coming to town in April. Just go to that concert dates one more time. I just wrote them down. The website will work here in a second. Yeah, so yeah, Rose is the Broom Factory, Tuesday, April 8th. So you got a couple months. You just search Broom Factory, and their website has links to the tickets there. And we got a slightly new lineup now. Tonight on Friday after the show, we have World Beat Canada at 8. And we still have Different Circles at 9, More Noise Please at 10, The Night Shift at 11, and then Dirty Laundry Live at midnight. So we'll play Tim Baker. We'll go back a few years. This is from the Side Door Sessions. This is an EP, so we have a different version of Dance. This was recorded as he was touring before he released that album that came out a number of years ago with a Frover Overhead. So this is the kind of an early version of Dance as he was doing some live concerts, I think mostly on the West Coast. I think it might have been his first solo tour of the West Coast years ago. And he just played Kingston this past December. He's played Kingston a number of times with Hayrosetta and his solo work as well. So we'll play that to wrap up the show. So Dance, the Side Door Sessions version, which is available on the streaming services now. At first, it was just, I think it was special if you bought the pre-order for his album. He gave the digital copy, but now it's on the streaming services. You want to check that out. So we'll play that to wrap things up, and I'll talk to you in 1 week's time.
That's the choice. Why can't you decide? Is there nothing else? Only rusty flags, a chain link fence pressing into your hands. But I'll get you up and over it, 'cause I won't. I wanna dance with you. That's what I wanna do. I wanna dance with you. I wanna see your body move. I wanna dance with you. That's all I wanna do. I wanna dance with you. With you, I wanna see your body move. I wanna dance with you. That's all I wanna do. I wanna dance with you.